In this second brief lesson on forgiveness, we remember verse 22 of Colossians chapter 1, that Christ, in the body of his flesh through death, presents us holy and without blemish and without charge in God's sight. You see, friends, our salvation does not depend on the lack of sin in our lives. Else then, regrettably, there would be no one in heavenly places ultimately, because we're all sinners and come short of the glory of God every day. If it depended on me, God would have no one in glory with him. Let's go back to some earlier verses in Colossians chapter 1. After Paul's prayer for them, he says in verse 12, giving thanks to the Father, who has made us meet or worthy to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Do you believe this? That God has made you and I worthy to be partakers of that glorious inheritance in heavenly places, in the light, in front of his face, in his sight? Well, if it depended on you and I not sinning from this point forward to the end of our days and confessing every sin, friends, we won't make it. You see, Paul tells us in this dispensation of grace, we have forgiveness of sins. Oh, yes, we regret. Oh, yes, we say, sorry, Lord, I slipped up there. But we pick ourselves up and keep going because we have forgiveness. Look at verse 13 of Colossians chapter 1. For he, the Father, has delivered us from the power of darkness. And he, the Father, has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. It's not conditional, friends. It's not dependent on you and me sinning less and confessing every sin. If I confessed every sin each day, I wouldn't have time for supper. And look at verse 14. What is the basis of being made worthy of our great inheritance? What is the basis of this great translation out of the kingdom of the power of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son? Well, verse 14. In Christ we have what? Redemption through his blood. There's no doubt. In Christ we have what? The forgiveness of sins. Praise God for grace, friends. Praise God for these post-Acts letters of Paul. I want to go to Ephesians chapter 2 for another little passage, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. You see, friends, they've all been forgiven. But when we were dead in them, he's made us alive together with Christ. By grace we are saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. So that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace we are saved through faith, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. We're not saved because we confess every sin. They're forgiven. And we rejoice because God, in and through Christ, has made us worthy. Now, if God has forgiven me every sin, am I, and are you, forgiving each other, as Ephesians 4:32 says? We must be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Do we hold a grudge? Do we bear some vindictiveness? You know, friends, the word to forgive means to set at liberty. Here's Ephesians 1:7 again. In him we have redemption through his blood. It's like Colossians 1:14, isn't it? The forgiveness of sins. This word forgiveness occurs in the Gospels, and I want to give it to you now. In Luke 4:18, the Lord, referring to Isaiah, says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised." Did you know the word deliverance and liberty in Luke 4:18 is the word forgiveness? Do you rejoice in the liberty and the deliverance of sins forgiven today? Or do you live in fear that you might sin and therefore cut yourself off from the blessings of God? It isn't possible. Why? Because we have liberty and deliverance from sin and sins in Christ. Oh, believe that today. And forgive those that have offended us in that same gracious spirit. And most importantly, let us forgive ourselves for the wrongs that we have committed against ourselves. This is the true forgiveness that we enjoy in Christ and that we should exhibit to others and to ourselves. Amen.